Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we begin First Strike, First Look right here on VSiN. I'm your host, Dave Ross, joined once again by Nick Kalikas, the man who sets those numbers in combat sports at Circus Sportsbook. You can follow Nick, as I do, on Twitter, at Fight Odds. Nick, great to have you back on First Strike, First Look here on a Tuesday as we look ahead to Calvin Kattar against Josh Emmett. Should be a pretty good main event here coming up in Texas on Saturday. But before we get to Emmett and Kattar and the rest of that deep card, let's look back at UFC 275 very quickly. We've talked a lot about the judging, a lot about the scoring, but we saw some incredible fights, two of them that did not need to go to the scorecards out of the final three fights, but one that did. And I want to start there with Valentina Shevchenko. She retains her belt in a split decision victory against Taya Santos. How did the books make out, and what'd you make of that judging in that co-main event of the evening?
Well, overall for the event, it was a successful event for us. Circa did profit. It was a decent card from top to bottom. This specific fight, though, Shevchenko and Santos, we did end up losing a little bit on this fight the way it played out. Of course, we needed Shevchenko parlay buster, and Santos fought really well, man. I thought she did enough to win. I thought I gave it to her 3-2. But again, it's one of those situations that it was a very competitive fight. So it wasn't one of the ugliest decisions we've seen, put it that way.
No, it was not, but I was right there with you on my card. I had Santos winning that fight as well, three rounds to two. But hey, sometimes when you are the champion, when you're Valentina Shevchenko, you might get the benefit of the doubt here by the judges. That's the way that one played out. I know not. I'm assuming that the book didn't take a whole lot of hits on Yuri Prochazka getting a fifth round submission victory. I mean, maybe the longest long shot on the board, right, Nick?
We had it 30-1. And you know what? I inflated that line on purpose because I was thinking to myself, there's no way, even if he clubs and subs, like I didn't think it was going to happen. Right. I just didn't. So that was amazing. That was probably one of the most surprising endings to me that I've seen in a long time, because, you know, Glover's jiu-jitsu game is just world class. But in that situation, the way that fight played out, craziness, it was such a good fight. So, yeah, I was very shocked by the submission win for sure. But I mean, as far as the finish goes, man, it could have finished so many different times back and forth. What a great fight.
Yeah, I thought both fighters could have won it five different ways. Maybe some so they're going to look back, and I'm sure that Glover Teixeira is going to look back in the final minute of the fifth round and go, how in the world did I lose this fight? Looks like he would have won on the scorecards, but it doesn't get to the cards, as Prochazka is now the new light heavyweight champion of the world. And, of course, Weili Zhang gets another victory against Joanna Jędrzejczyk, and Joanna did retire after that fight. So what an incredible night we saw at UFC 275. Going to be a tough act to follow here down in Texas. But Calvin Kattar against Josh Emmett. Emmett, this is a pretty interesting battle. Emmett right now, almost $2 in the comeback. Kattar, a solid $2-plus dollar favorite here. How do you handicap this potential five-round matchup here, and what are you seeing so far from a betting perspective?
This is a tough fight, especially at the betting window, I think, for a lot of people out there. We opened at minus 210 for Kattar, the comeback around plus 180 on the other side for Emmett. Now, right now, it's minus 220 for Kattar, the comeback plus 190. And again, it's more parlay actions. We haven't got hit significantly either way on this fight yet. But as far as matchups go, it is very intriguing. Obviously, Kattar has the takedown defense. He should be able to stifle Emmett's wrestling. And then on the feet, both these guys are very successful, and they like to stand and bang, right? So Emmett has that explosive knockout power. But Kattar is and should be the better striker here. Should be able to outpoint and land his own damage along the way as well. So that's why you're seeing Kattar as a solid 2-1 favorite, because I do believe most people think this fight will stay up on the feet. And if it does, even though it's going to have its moments for Emmett, I think more people think that Kattar is the better striker in this spot.
You know what's surprising, because I'm right there with you when you kind of break down how we think this fight's going to go here, First Strike, First Look on a Tuesday, and you look at the total rounds for a potential five-round, it is a main event, obviously non-title bout. The over 4.5 rounds, and I know it's a lighter weight class here, minus $1.40. So really expecting this fight to go to the judges' scorecards here. That under, it's not a lot of plus money, but boy, you're getting a lot of time to get a finish here. We know the finishing capabilities of a Calvin Kattar. What do you make of that? Do you think you're going to see some action come in potentially on that under at a plus price tag right now?
Yeah, it looks to be trending that way already. I mean, the market out there has about 4.5 over 50, 4.5 over 45, but it opened a little bit higher. So it looks like the overall betting community right now early on is taking a bite on the under 4.5 rounds at that plus money. I don't blame them. It is hard. I mean, you would think both these guys are pretty durable. You know, both these guys, you know what you're getting. Their conditioning is there as well. So there's not too much of a concern for these guys to kind of let you down and not make it to the cards. But again, what you're saying, I mean, the firepower both ways. These guys are elite type of strikers for this weight class. And again, Emmett, all it takes is one shot from him. Kattar has that finishing ability as well. So it's probably more of an underplay than an overplay, I think, for most people. And I agree with it. I wouldn't lay the chalk on the over either.
Yeah, and again, my buddy Ricardo Lamas knows firsthand the power of Calvin Kattar and that right hand that he can bring from Boston. So that's going to be a very interesting main event. This card is very deep with a lot of veterans too, Nick. When you look at the Cowboy back in action against Joe Lozon, this is a fight that was supposed to come off about a month ago. It had to be backed up here with Cowboy getting sick on fight night here. And he's back into this role here. What do you make of these two legends that feel like future Hall of Famers? And are you seeing the money come in on Cowboy so far?
Man, this has been such a weird fight because, I mean, obviously both these guys are past, you know, their prime in their careers. It's a great matchup, I think, for fans out there that have been following both of their careers. I think this is a good point to have them kind of meet, you know, and see what they got left or whatnot. So I think it's a very competitive matchup. It should go back and forth. The funny thing is, last time we had this line offered before Cerrone pulled out with the illness, it got steamed up to around minus 200. So the line originally opened around minus 300. It got bet down. And then on fight day, Cerrone did get the respect from a lot of sharps out there, and the line went up towards minus 200. Now, since then, the line reopened a little bit. It opened around the 200 spot, and the money's been coming in on Lozon. And us at Circa as well, we got sharp action immediately on Lozon. So it looks like the trend right now has changed a little bit, and Lozon is taking more of the respect from the sharp bettors out there.
That is very interesting to me because, again, you mentioned the Cowboy now about a minus $1.60 favorite when it was over $2, and nothing has changed but a little bit of time. So very interesting to see that money move. Let's see how that moves when we talk on First Strike on Friday. Tim Means, another veteran, going back in there against Kevin Holland. Holland, you can understand why with his length and very difficult fighter here. He's over a 250 favorite. Tim Means, a plus $2 comeback here, plus 210 I'm seeing in some places. Are you seeing any underdog action? Or are they waiting on Kevin Holland to become who we all think Kevin Holland will be?
Well, we're seeing some underdog action for sure. When you have a name like Tim Means and you've delivered like he has in the octagon, I think it's hard not to like him as an underdog, right? You see plus money next to his name. It's intriguing for sure. But the sharper bets and the sharper, heavier action has been coming in on Holland with us. We got hit at minus 225, and now we're sitting around minus 280-ish, I believe, at Circa. Let me take a quick glance. Yeah, it's around minus 280. The comeback on Means is now plus 235. So we're definitely respecting that sharper action that came in on the Holland side. And stylistically, it should be a pretty good matchup for him at 170 pounds, right? I think he's getting to the point of his career where even though a lot of people think he has a flawed ground game, it's hard to take him down, a lot harder than people think. And then on the ground, he's not a fish out of water. I think he has the ability to survive, get back up, and make life miserable, especially for a guy like Tim Means, which, again, he's in a spot in his career, I think, where he's not really in his prime. I think Holland continues to improve and get better fight by fight, so we're going to see him kind of shine in this spot here. He's going to have many opportunities, I think, to finish this fight against Tim Means. So I agree with the sharp action coming in on the Holland side. I'm not telling everybody to go out there and lay almost 3-1 now, though. I mean, if you miss the boat at minus 220-ish, you probably should stay away at this point.
You know, it's amazing when you look up and down this card, you see Court McGee is back out there as a small favorite against Jeremiah Wells. He's minus $1.20. You see Eddie Wineland's back in there against Cody Stamann. He's a huge underdog, almost 4-1 betting underdog here against Eddie Wineland. And Phil Hawes is back in there against Deron Wynn. Adrian Yanez is on this card. You open it up with Dawkus against Roman Dolidze. I mean, it's a really deep card, Nick. Very quickly, is there another fight that you're already starting to see a lot of action come in on?
Yeah, you know what? It's the Kelly Yanez fight. You know what? That fight is a banger for sure. It's going to be so fun. I'm looking forward to it. There's no question about it. And we've seen some sharp action hit both sides of this thing so far. So early on, we got a bite on Kelly from a sharp group that we respected for sure. We dropped the line. Then we're getting a lot of buyback on Yanez, and we already got most of that money back and more some. So I really believe that this is going to be fireworks. I think we're going to have a lot of conflicting opinions out there because Tony Kelly is not as popular as Yanez right now. And in fact, his coaching with KGB Lee recently kind of put him in the spotlight in a negative way as well. So I think some fans are going to just want this guy to kind of lose right now because he might not be on their best, I guess, on their best list at this moment in time. But as far as actual matchup goes, if these guys both like to stand and strike, and they're both fantastic strikers. So I think we are going to see it kind of go back and forth. We do have the best price right now on Yanez, it looks like market wide, or at least one of the best prices around minus 285 or so. The market out there, there's some 300. So this fight will continue to get a lot of heavy action, I think, both ways.
Yeah, you're definitely seeing some varying of opinions there. But again, that's why you got to shop around, and Circus Sportsbook always has fantastic fight numbers that you put up there each and every week, Nick. Hey, appreciate it as always, my friend. I'll see you on First Strike on Friday, but appreciate you having on the time here to do First Strike First Look today.
No problem. Looking forward to it.
There he is, everybody. Nick Kalikas. Follow him on Twitter again, at Fight Oz. Thanks for listening to First Strike First Look. We'll see you on Friday back on VSiN for First Strike.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.